It's time to hit the trail with the Territorial Rodeo Update with Derek Beck.
The spotlight's not just on the bright lights of the PRCA this week. It's shining right here at home. Across the territory, from the Dakotas down through Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, out to Wyoming, Colorado, Kansas, this land is stacked with rodeo talent. And today we tip our hat to the cowboys and cowgirls who rope, ride, and hustle, whether it's under the big banners or the dust of the county fair arena. This week, it's a territorial countdown. The top three men and women repping our kind of country. The TRU, it's coming at you next.
Make your way to North Platte, Nebraska, Saturday, May 30th, where the spirit of the West meets the pride of Native American rodeo. Adrenaline Rush rides into the First Interstate Bank Arena at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds at 6:30 p.m., part of the Indian National Finals Rodeo Tour and the only stop in the Midwest. Experience the power of professional Native American rodeo. Make it a weekend getaway. Enjoy the town and stay for the after party. Grab your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Adrenaline Rush, Saturday, May 30th in North Platte, Nebraska.
Alrighty then, I'm Derek Beck, and here's this week's Territorial Rodeo Update. Territory edition. We start in the bareback Buffalo, Wyoming's Cole Reiner. He sits just outside the top five and sixth. You'll find Jess Pope from Kansas 10th and Keenan Hayes from Hayden, Colorado in 11th. Bulldogging Bridger Anderson from Carrington, North Dakota is carrying the territory banner at 8th in the world. Right behind him is Minnesota's J.D. Struxness in 9th. Then we find Eli Lord from Sturgis, South Dakota, just outside the NFR pay window at 16th. Team ropers from the territory having success nationally are Iowa's Corbin Cully at 7th, Kellen Johnson at 21st, and Sodak's Logan Olson back in 33. That's the headers. On the heel side, Pueblo, Colorado's Trey Yates sits 10th, Levi Lord from Sturgis, South Dakota's 11th, and still inside the top 15 is Casper, Wyoming's Carson Johnson. Okay, top three saddle bronc riders from the territory. Shorty Garrett from Eagle Butte, South Dakota has his eyes on getting back to the NFR. He was there in 2020. He's 11th place right now. Powell, Wyoming's Brody Wells back in 13th. Weston Patterson from Waverly, Kansas is just outside the top 15 and 17th. Tie down roping. Nobody from the territory presently in the top 15. You got to go all the way to 38th. That's where you'll find Maple City, Kansas's Luke Potter. Three-time NFR qualifier Gearing, Nebraska's Riley Pruitt sits 39th. Back in 46, you'll see Sturgis, South Dakota's Bodie Mattson. Barrel racing is so stacked at the top, and here's how the best of the territory are doing nationally. You'll find Summer Kozel from Glenham, South Dakota in 16th, legend Lisa Lockhart in 19th, and Laurelie Ward from Fort Lupton, Colorado back in 30th. That takes us to the best of the territory in bull riding, and we are stacked, folks. Colorado kid Luke Mackey up to 4th, Letcher, South Dakota's Mason Moody back up to 5th, and Hayden Welsh from Gillette, Wyoming is in 6th. That's the show. Next week, we're talking with the commissioner of the Indian National Finals Rodeo. They've got a big Nebraska show coming up at the end of May. It's the only one in the Midwest this summer. So have a great weekend, folks. Make sure to go follow Territorial Rodeo Update on social media.